A Nazarite for Life, Judges 13:1-5.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The children of Israel again did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. There was a certain man named Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and childless. Yahweh's angel appeared to the woman and said to her, "See now, you are barren and childless, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore please beware, and drink no wine nor strong drink, and don't eat any unclean thing. For behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. No razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. He shall begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Once again, Israel fell into sin, and once again, God delivered them into their enemies' hands. This time it was the Philistines. Can you imagine being under the hand of an evil government for 40 years of your life? Life was not very good for Manoah and his wife for another reason, though. They had been unable to have children. When the angel of the Lord appeared, he said, "See now, you are barren and childless." He obviously knew all about their problems already. It's good for us to remember that God knows all about ours, too. Notice that this was all for a purpose in their life. God was planning to use their son in a special way, and they were ready to listen to what God wanted. If you were following along back when we were going through the book of Numbers, you may remember that the Nazarite vow was described in detail. It's good for us to review it, because it will help us understand God's perspective as we go through the life of this child. That vow is described in Numbers chapter 6. When you read Numbers 6, you will notice that it was written to a person who chooses to make the vow themselves. You will also notice that it was usually only taken for a specific time period. This arrangement that God was making with Manoah and his wife was to be very special because their son was to be a Nazarite by the will of God and for life. We read here that their son wasn't to touch any alcohol. In Numbers, it says that any part of a grape, including the seeds, were also off limits to a Nazarite. We read here that a Nazarite was not to shave his head during the time of his vow. We also read in Numbers that he was never to touch a dead body, even if it was his own father or mother, sister or brother. The law actually said that if a Nazarite touches a dead thing, that they had to go through a ceremony, which included shaving their heads and offering up sacrifices. We also read here that he was never to eat any unclean thing. We also read another interesting thing. God says that he will begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Evidently, getting rid of the Philistines was going to require more than just their son, but he was going to get it started.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.